Well, a gold little treasure sitting under my nose all this time, and I didn't know anything about it until our sales representative accountant, Ben Hogan, told me.
Well, he just came in and he had to talk to me about some business at the shop, and he saw a poster of a shirt from the Cumberland United Women's Soccer Club, which I was involved in for many years because my girls played the game, or football as it should be called.
Coach off, by the way.
Coach off, yeah. Yep. Coach the girls and the president of the club for about 10 years back in Adelaide. So I was involved in that. But prior to that, I said to Ben that I've been involved in rifle shooting for a while. And so he said, what sort of things? So I printed something out, and that's why I'm here.
Yeah, well, to be quite frank with you, when he brought it back to work, I went, okay, I know Anton for 3-4 years now. Small bore and air rifle shooting. Just for example, Anton, you're a 3-time Commonwealth Games medalist, silver and bronze. Where did small bore and air rifle shooting start for you?
Well, it's an interesting story because when I was a 16, 17-year-old, my dad was a member of the South Australian German Association. They used to have a bowling alley, which didn't have an automatic pickup. And so they used to employ ball boys at the back and pick up the pins and reset the pins.
Yep.
So one Sunday I was called in, and as I walked down the corridor into the back of there was rifle shooting happening, air rifle shooting happening. And I've looked at these air rifle shooters, all kids, and when I say kids, they're sort of my age, 16, 17. And I said, no, I'm not going to be a pinball. I'd rather take up rifle shooting. So I end up joining the German Air Rifle Club, and its name at that stage was Schützengruppe Falkenauge, which is actually Shooting Group Eagle Eye, is a literal translation. Yes. So that's how I started in air rifle shooting.
And 82 in Brisbane, bronze medal.
Yes.
86 in Scotland, silver.
Yes.
At Commonwealth Games.
Yes.
Competed in New Zealand in 1990.
Yep, got a fourth in those.
World Championships. You've competed in, nearly half a dozen of those. Switzerland, Korea twice, Venezuela and Germany. What were those experiences like?
Awesome. Absolutely enjoyed it. And the best part about it is because the ceremony is very similar to Commonwealth Games and Olympic Games. Unfortunately, I never made Olympics, which is one of my few regrets in my shooting career. Got to the stage where they selected 10 shooters to go, and I was number 11 on the list. So, and that happened 3 times, so I was a bit disappointed about that. But that's life, and you get over that, and you move on and continue with what you want to do.
You must have been close, Anton. That's about the only thing missing off your resume as far as small bore and air rifle shooting goes. As I said, Commonwealth Games, bronze and silver medals, World Championships, World Cup, Mexico. What was Mexico like?
I loved Mexico. It's the only place I've ever been sick. I got Montezuma's revenge there. So, Mexico was awesome because we only had a small team, and I actually managed the team at the same time. So I had the opportunity to shoot and shot very well. Mexico range was actually the same range they used for the 1968 Mexico Olympics. So we shot on that same range where the Olympics were held that year.
So it must be a great buzz to compete in the Commonwealth Games. It must be a pretty, well, it is. It's a big moment in sport, Commonwealth Olympics. It must be a great buzz to compete.
The best part about it, to be quite honest with you, is not just the shooting and the competing and you know, hopefully you've done very well in your to actually win or medal, but it's the camaraderie you have amongst your team, but also the friendships you make from other shooters from other countries. And so I'm still a lifelong friend of Canadian shooters and shooters from England, obviously, Northern Ireland. Invited to go to Northern Ireland one year for a shoot, and I said, you're too close to the border where they shoot back. So I didn't want to go.
Scotland in 86, Commonwealth Games, silver medal. How close did you go to the gold?
It was close. Yep. Yeah, it was close. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't that far away. But look, what they say is when you're that close, you aspire to get better. But it's one of those situations where you could have got better, but it is what it is.
Yeah, when we say small bore and air rifle shooting, any guy listening this afternoon my age or older is going to know about the old-fashioned slug gun.
Correct.
That we all had Well, I'll say it on here. We all had in Mildura and around Merbein and St. Rage. We'll go out shooting on the weekends down the bush. This is back a long time ago, Anton.
Yes.
Before gun laws and licences. Air rifle, much difference?
Yes, there is.
Higher powered?
No. Actually, in fact, it's a reverse. It's a lower power.
Yeah.
So your PSI pressure is around about 600 to 680.
Yep.
Whereas a decent air rifle that you would use as a slug gun, the springs are heavier and therefore the PSI would be higher because you need a further reach for it. The air rifle is shot at 10 metres, but now they're also competing at 20 metres in air rifle. In fact, at one stage, they had a 50 cal air rifle was built back in the 1880s, would you believe? But the competition air rifle was actually to reduce the amount of recoil from the air rifle. Now everything is either gas or air compressed.
Yep.
So therefore there's absolutely no recoil, no heavy spring to actually compress the chamber and push the pellet out.
Well, remember with the old springs and stretch?
Yes. Yeah. So none of that anymore. Everything's either gas-filled or air-filled. And so the quality of the rifles. A decent air rifle nowadays will cost you around about $3,000 to $3,500.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going back to my early teenage years here. You take the odd tin can down the fruit block or down the orange tree, and we thought
Dead-eyed Dick.
Yeah, in Kings because we had Diablo slugs.
Yeah.
They were the real din thing at the time, and it was nothing for me and my little brother to go to a pack of slugs on a Saturday morning just shooting at objects.
More fun than you can pick at. One of the good tricks that you can do with kids is get a board and put nails on the board,
yep.
Set it up and put little noodles on the end of it and get them to shoot the little noodles off and break them off. So that was more fun. My girls learned to shoot doing that in the backyard.
Small bore, what calibre?
22 cal. So okay. That's a rimfire cal. So, again, those rifles, when you look at them, they are, in fact, anything $6,000, $7,000 nowadays. The skeleton guns, basically, most of them nowadays. So
yeah.
If you did a Google search on small-bore air rifles, go to Target Rifle Victoria or Target Rifle South Australia or whichever, and they will actually show you what sort of rifles that we're talking about. And so that was the next step up from air rifle shooting. I moved into small ball shooting. And so air rifle shooting is basically just standing only, freestanding,
yep.
So there's no support. Where small ball shooting, you shoot in three positions, so prone with a sling, standing, no support, and kneeling with a sling. And that was normally a five-hour event. So you shot 40 shots at either event, so you ended up being a pretty tired boy at the end of the day.
You would, Anton. Now, I'll put you on the spot here. This resume is amazing to read. Australian Championship results, that all started in 1974. And at a quick read, I reckon you got nearly 20.
Yeah, about that.
Nearly 20 first spots.
Yes.
A few silver and bronzes. Yeah, quite a few silver and bronzes as well. But I'll pick a year out here. Tell me about 1981, four gold.
Yeah, that was in Newcastle. I competed in the Australian Championships. That was in Newcastle, New South Wales. In fact, that was the year I came back from Mexico and flew in about 3 days and went straight to the championships up there and shot the championship. So I shot very well and managed to get the air, the standard rifle, the three-position rifle, and the dual-range event, which is shot in those days at 20 metres and 90 metres, so at prone, so 60 shots each, and that was a dual-range event. So
it would be a highly addictive sport, I reckon, once you get into it. For someone listening this afternoon, Anton, I've often thought about going in the gun club and...
Yep.
I know young Nathan Ardrow at the moment's got
shotgun shooter. Yep.
And I've often thought about this as well. What's the best way to get involved with someone in St. Rasia?
Well, Mildura Small Bore Rifle Club is our local club here, which I'm obviously a member of and treasurer currently.
Now, is that down...
Down the end of Benetook, past
exactly.
Field and Game Range,
yep.
And turn left into the appropriate named street, Magnum Avenue.
That's the one. Yeah.
So go down there. We're housed with the Mildura Pistol Club, and we've got our range and our club rooms are there. So you can come and join us on a Tuesday night generally. Now that COVID hopefully will be released, but we can't open the range yet until we get the notification from our governing bodies.
About to say the last 18 months, obviously, for the St. Rasia Small Ball Club has been a non-event as well.
Correct, yeah.
So you'd be waiting to get back into
the sport again, yeah.
You obviously had people travel from South Australia and the Riverland over to compete, and likewise?
We have our I beg your pardon, club titles here, which are held June long weekend, and okay. We normally get 60 to 70 competitors, and they are coming from everywhere, from Melbourne all the way from Adelaide, and everywhere in between. So we hold a very, very good prize meet, and some people have said that we hold one of the best prize meets in all of Australia, basically. So it's a very, very good prize meet.
I knew all about the club out there. I think it's fantastic. Let's hope that when we hit that 80% jab mark, your governing body says there's a green light.
There's a green light. We're looking forward to that.
Now, you're currently involved with Football Federation St. Rage. You're too, let's say, is it too late for their summer competition, the Summer Sevens?
Summer Sevens will hopefully will start on 9th of November. So Susan Watts, our CEO, has got all of those dates in ready for the plan. So we're waiting for confirmation that Football Victoria will give us the go-ahead. Now, I got involved in the football because when I started shooting, I finished around about 92 internationally, but I still shot, obviously, locally for my clubs back in Adelaide and here now in Mildura, where I've been 16 years now. So I got involved because I was a referee over in Adelaide when my girls started to play and I started to coach the school sides, and they needed referees, so I became a referee. So I'm still involved in refereeing. I've been doing it for 27 odd years or something or other.
A thankless task, Angel.
Yeah, but look, it's slightly different to what it used to be. It's a lot more calmer nowadays than hot-headedness that used to be around.
Well, one would hope so in every sport across every...
Yeah.
Without an umpire, you haven't got a game. Without a referee, you don't play.
Name of the game, yeah. So, but look, as I said, nowadays there's a lot more respect shown towards referees. And but having said that, we also have more technology available nowadays. Our own referees branch has purchased headsets, so we actually communicate on the park like they do in FIFA games. You can actually talk to the Lions people and the senior referees and also the fourth official. So we always put fourth officials on for our senior games, headsets, and so you can, interestingly, you can actually see an incident. You don't actually see it, but the linesman sees it, tells you, Anton, yellow card to number 7, he's just elbowed somebody, done. And the guy says, how the hell did you see that? I said, I didn't see it. He saw it, he just told me. And so it makes it easier to referee a game because you don't see any of those niggling little tackles that would normally increase the hot-headedness of the players because they weren't rewarded with the foul that was given to
them. That was there.
Yeah.
Back to the shooting for a minute. You ever thought of, you ever tried clay target shooting? Or
I have, yeah. I was a reasonably good skeet shooter, but the issue the issue that we've got is that, and in those days, you can only do one sport.
Yeah.
Now, if I was training days for small ball, I would train 25 hours a week.
Yeah.
And there's only so many hours in the day and so much, and you had to work for a living. Completely different, would I might say, if you're an American.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Or a Russian.
Yeah.
So the Americans actually have a marksmanship training unit, which is set in Fort Benning in Georgia, which I've been to a couple of times. And they actually go to the collegiate leagues, and the collegiate system is very good too. Similar to the NFL, they draft people.
Yep.
They draft the collegiate shooters and make them join or ask them to join the army unit. They'll give them a commission, and all they do is actually train and shoot at Fort Benning, and then they'll go and compete in the USA team to all over the world in the world championships and everything else that I compete against. And so I've got great mates in the US team, David Kimes and Lanny Basham and those sort of guys who are world champions in their own right. So the friendships, as I said earlier, that you make is absolutely fantastic.
And it just intrigued me whether there's any crossover between small ball and air rifle and clay target and skeet shooting. Do you get much crossover with...
Generally not, because you normally get to meet those shooters from pistol and shotgun and rifle once you make a team.
Yeah.
But you don't generally see them outside of the actual team environments when you go to world championships and comm games and Olympic games. So you never get to see them all that often. But you obviously hear of young Nathan Argyro, who's shooting so well right now. And hopefully, with a bit of luck, he'll be on the cusp of making the next Australian team.
Well, not to embarrass you, he knew all about you as well, Anton.
Yeah.
Well, we're almost out of time. It's an incredible resume for a guy that's been here in Mildura. Mildura's home now, especially Commonwealth Games, silver and gold medalists, and Mate, you had, well, you got more Australian titles than ever, hot meals, World Cup appearances, World Championship appearances. Been a, you must look back at that, Anton, and go, yeah, I've done all right in my chosen sport.
Yeah, I've done all right. And look, it's something you're proud of as a person. You feel that you've achieved something. But as I said, the competing is great. The winning is obviously also great. But the friendships that you make in the sport and is the thing that I really treasure as much as anything else.
Exactly right. Still shooting, though.
Yeah, still shooting. Still enjoying it. Not as good eyesight as it used to be, though, Damo. That's my problem.
And you still got time to fish.
I still got time to fish, and I love my fishing.
Yeah, I know you do.
And occasionally, when I have the chance, I'll actually put the scuba tanks on and still do a bit of scuba diving.
Yeah, well,
doesn't happen all that often nowadays. Certainly not here in the river, I can tell you right now.
We might leave that for another chat, Anton. It's been true to catch up with you this afternoon. Spoken to some big name profile people on this show, but you're right up with them, Anton. You take a bow. It's an incredible resume in your chosen sport.
Thank you very much, Damo. Enjoyed the talk.
And you stay safe and fit.
I will.